them min ha'shemayim loritz. The difference between the shemayim and the oritz rochuk is that further or min mizruch l'maruf, or else from east to west is further. So I'm not sure exactly what does east to west mean. Does it mean infinity, or does it mean the east to the west of the world? But which one is further, mizruch l'maruf or shemayim loritz? So Amrullah, they said back to them, they said back to him, Mizruch Tamarav. They said back to Matayuf, Mizruch Tamarav is further than from Dorot to the Shemayim. And Tayyid, I bring you proof. Shereichama b'mizruch hakom istaklen bo. When the sun is in the morning on the Mizruch, he could look at it. And the Havamina was, because since it's so far away, it's not that bright, he could look at it. Chama b'marav hakom istaklen bo. When the sun is down on the west, going down north, he could look at it. Why? Because it's so far away, it doesn't bother you, the rays. But Cham of the Yemtza, Rikiyah, but in the midday, when the Cham is straight up, like only in Shemayim, then Ein HaKom Mestaklim, but then you can't look at it. So there Havamina was, because it's closer. So you see, it's further away in Mizrach than Maruv, than it is Shemayim Votz. So on this thing where it says, the Chomam, the Chom say no, Zeh v'zeh kechut shavu. Really, they're both the same distance. It could be the same distance there is between Mizruch and Maruv, there is between the Shemayim Voritz. Shinema, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, k'goyver Shemayim aloritz, k'rochet Mizruch and Maruv. In the same Pasuk, it says both things, that the height of the Shemayim Voritz is the same thing like k'rochet Mizruch and Maruv. So now, v'yichad minayu nofish, if one of them is bigger, then really the Gisa should be Lama Nichtav Tavayu. What is the Pasuk right? Both of them, Piyud Nafish, it just should have written, the one that's further away. How come it says both? So Elamai, the Pasuk is Mashma, they're both the same distance, like it's just as far as Shemayim Varetz as it is to Mizruch Umaruf. If so, then the question is, V'yela Chama V'yem Tzurikiyya Mai Tain Ein HaKoyom Mestaklim. If so, how come that when the, how come if so, when the Chama is straight up, how come you can't look at it? Like if it's the same distance, what's the difference? So the answer is, Mishum Dekoy Lehadei Pulekos Lehmidi, because nothing is covering it up. So when it's straight above us, it's a straight thing, there's nothing in between us, therefore it's hard to see the rays, it's too strong. But when it's Mizruch HaMarav, Rashi says, and the pshat is the mountains are like blocking a little bit. That's why we could look at it there, because there are things blocking it. But the distance itself could be the same distance, and the rays are just as strong. Then the second question of Sandius Muktam was like this: Amalehem, he said to them, Shemayim Nivru Tchilo Yoritz. What did Hashem? What came first? Was the first the Shemayim, the first the Yoritz? Is Amul so the Dikta Dorm answered back and said, Shemayim Nivru Tchilo. I bring you proof that the Shemayim was created first. And then the pasuk says, Bereshis Boro Lukim Eisa Shemayim V'Esoritz. Says for Shemayim, that came first. Omelet, so he asked him a third question now. Or Nivru Tchilo Oichoshech. Which one came first, light or dark? Is Omelet, and this is where the Zikne Dor answered back and said, Zikne Negev said back, Milsa Dor Ein Le Tesla. There's no answer for this. I just, nobody knows. That's what he answered back. So the question is, the Gemara asked, why the answer like that? The name Omelet, he should have said back, Poshid, Choshech Nivru Tchilo, about the darkness was created first. You see, there's a post like that. The post in Bereshit says, V'yoretz hoysa soyu v'voyu v'choshech. The post says that the yoretz was soyu v'voyu, and then v'choshech. Soyu v'voyu v'choshech. And then later, v'hoda, then later v'yor melekim yor, v'yor. The next later first says there'll be or. So mashma clearly there was choshech, then or. So why didn't they answer back to Alexander Muktim that we know the answer? So the reason why they didn't answer back was Sarva, they thought like this, the Ziknei Negev. They thought that Dilma also Lishulei may basically continue asking questions, Mala Mala, what's above the Shemayim, Mala Mata, what's below the Yoritz, Malifnim, what's before, Maliacha, what's later. He was afraid that they'll start asking difficult questions. They don't want to go into this, like where Hashem is, what's before, what's afterwards. He didn't want to go into this. Therefore, they, instead of getting into these questions, they said right away, like, nobody knows the same set. That's why he said like this. The Rosh says here, Mala Mala, it means to say, Mala Mata Miyoritz Mitaim, Mala Fnim, means what's Chutz Lemechitz Eilim, Lemizrach, what's all the way in the Mizrach, right away from this world. Or else the Fnim means what was there before Briyas Olam. Or Maliyach, what's going to be after the whole world will be destroyed. So I didn't want to go into this. So I asked the question, if so, we hope he, Shemayim Namila Neimuloi, how come they answered the first question? Like, yes, what's created first, Shemayim Vorot, they should have been afraid there also. So I said like this, no. Meikoris, so at the beginning they thought these Akanim, that Akroi Bial Mudev Koshayla, he's only asking me one question. So one question will answer him. But Kivun the Chazer the Kohodar Shoyel, since he saw he started to ask more questions, Sarvi thought, Lainemele, I'm not going to answer him anymore. Because Dum also Lishule, Mala Mala, how come to ask? Again, like we said before, what's above, what's on the bottom, Mala Mata, Malifnim, what was before the Bria Salem, or Maliach, what's afterwards? See if they didn't want to answer. Omalahem, now Lachanim Muktim asked him a fourth question. Eden or Miskere Chochem. So he asked them, who do you call a Chochem? What's called a Chochem? Eden Yishmael Kassim means, who is called a Chochem? Rashi says it means me Miskere Chochem. Who do you call a Chochem? Who's called the wise man? So Amulet is kind of answered back and said, the Mishnah Nova says, Ezeel Chochem, who's called the wise man? Horoyes and Erlet, somebody can see the future. It means he thinks into, not that he knows the future, but just thinks into. Rashi says he's maven believed by what's going to happen to him if he does these things. And therefore he watches out from them. That's called a chokhem. He watches what he does to make sure he only does the right things. Then he asked him, so, Aden Miskri Gib, Omelhem, Aden Miskri Gib, who's called a strong person? So Omelhem, they said back to him, that's a mission also. Ezeel Gib, who's called a strong person? HaKovish Yis Yitzvah, someone can hold back his Yetzirah, he can hold back his temptations from an Aveira, or else the Rosh says from Kas, not to get angry, that's called the Giber, he can hold himself back. Then he asked him another question, Omalehem, Edeyan Miskri, Asher, who's called the rich person? So again, Omaleh, they answered back and said, like the Mishnah says, Ezeyu Asher, who's called the rich person? HaSamech Mechalko, somebody that's happy that the Chelet that Hashem gave him. He realizes it all comes from Hashem, so whatever Hashem gives him, he's happy with. That's called a happy person. That's called an usher. Like the Rosh says, Hasmech lechalko imashenig zelay lechalko, what Hashem decides to give to you. Whether it's the mama, whether it's Bisha, what wife you have, yisamech and you mekabel it. Yeah. And you don't want what's not yours. Right. Then he asked Omalehen. Mayavin inish v'yichya. So they asked Achsanya Muktim Esther's Kenim, what should a person do to live? Omrullah, they said back to him, Yomis Atzma, so kill himself. And what does that mean? Yomis Atzma, so the Rosh says it means, Yatriach Bimlocha, you should work hard. K'deil HaViach Mazanosa, first of all, to make a living. For Lo Yom, you shouldn't say, Ein Malocha Zu Hagenisla, it's not nice to do such work. If that's the only work you should do, do it. That's the way to keep yourself alive. Zigan, secondly, lo yimshach es besor yachat tanugim, don't some go after the enjoyment of this world. Zigan, yitzdorach, yitzdar es besoroi. Lilmei Torah also means you should mitzvah yourself to learn Torah all the time. Don't take it easy, but learn Torah. And then, b'yot yichi b'olam hazeh b'olam habo. Then you'll be zachat to live both in this world and in olam habo. The heart. There is Mayavin inish v'yomis, what should a person do, in other words, what shouldn't he do, that he shouldn't die, is yichya satsumay, keep himself alive, which means just the opposite. Yichya, Rosh says, hofech miyam shikasata, the opposite. You don't work to make a living, so you'll just kill yourself that way. Or you just take it easy, you don't learn, also kill yourself. That's the way you kill yourself. Omalem, so he said to them now, mayavin inish v'yiskambal abriyosa. What should a person do that people should accept him, should like him? What should he do to like to be popular? Is Amri, so the Tzkenim said back, Yasni Milechu v'Sholtan. You should like hate to be close to the Melech or to the Sholtan, to the king or to the ruler. So Rosh learns, Kolemar, Yisrachik Minoshus, go away from the government like, Ten Yilu Olov, maybe they'll have complaints against you, or Yechashdu b'Neyodim Shemal Shinom Oysim Amoynim. Maybe people think you like telling on them. You're telling the police, you're telling the government against them, so you'll make them not like you, so stay away from this. Don't go near the government like. Omalahu. So the Al-Sam Yomukhtim said, Tidi Tavimitchu, I have a better reasoning than you. My reasoning is better. I would rather say, you know how you should become popular? Is the opposite. Yirachei Malka B'Shota, and Adarabba, be nice to the king. Be nice to the Shultan, to the ruler. V'yavetivu and b'nei inchei. And maybe you'll be nice to them, so they'll become to be nice to you, and you'll be able to tell them to be nice to the people. That's a better answer. Omalan, he said like this. So another question now, Asandi Muktim asked him was, B'yomi yehe lemeder, or b'yabeshti yehe lemeder? Where is it better to live? Is it better to live in the ocean, b'yoma, or is it better to live b'yabesht on the dry land? Omalan, as Kenim said back to him, b'yabeshti yehe lemeder, you're better off living on the dry land. What's the proof? To call Nechusa Yom, all the people that go down to the ocean, all the sailors, like Meisva Datayu, they don't have Yishuva Das, the Sakon Leveshna, until they come out to the dry land anyway. So there's no Yishuva Das, not a peaceful life on the Yam, therefore you're better off living on the Yabeshna. Omalahoin, Omalahu. So again, Lachsanya Mukta said to them, Edim in Choin Chokim Yosef, which one of you, Sikanim, is a smarter person? Omrulai, he answered back and said, Kulonu Kuchod Shavin. We're all the same, we're all equal. So, Kol Milsa the Yamartalon, all these questions you asked us, Bechod Pisrona Lachor, we all answered the exact same way. Omrulahan, so still Asan Mukum said to them, Madein Asrisun Lekabli. Like, how come you're not accepting me? How come you're not becoming like me? How come you're not like, you know, Mekabal Moya Voidisora? How come you're not listening to me? Omrulahan said back to him, Sitno Netzach, Omalahen. Sit to say the Satan won over you. Meaning to say, like, people give in to the Tivis, that's because the Satan listen. You're listening to the Satan. We don't want to listen to the Satan of the Yetzirah, therefore we're not listening to you. Omalahen, Sazilachan Yamukta said to them, listen, Hoa no Mekatlinu Yashon, the Xeris Malkin, like, I can have you killed with the Rishus of the Melech, like, I'm close to the king, I can tell the king to have you killed. And you're a king, you'll be killed. Omrulay, so they said back to him, Shulten biyad Malka, that the power is in the king. V'lo yehe l'malka kosef, and the king would not do any dishonest. He would not do lies. But Mustafa, what happened here was, when they first started to talk, like they promised, he promised he won't do any harm to them. So therefore he said, listen, you said you won't do any harm, so you can't go back on your words now. Is miyad right away, Albis Yasin Lavushin Diago, rather Asan Yamukhtim, dressed them all up in nice clothing, in purple clothing. Fishoda Minichu de Dahaba, out of Ram, and he put upon them necklaces of gold. Omalan, he said to them like this, Bino the Islam Dinis Africa. Asan Yamukhtim said, listen, I want to go to the land Africa. I want to get there. He wants to conquer the land there. Or he wants to get the gold there. But he said he wants to go to Africa. Omrulais, he said, so the Chodas came and answered back and said, no, Loimotis als Azlis, you won't be able to go there. The Paski Hori Chosha, because there are dark mountains there, means there's no light there. Our response there says, like, there's a time there where it's not day and not night. It means night all the time. It's dark the whole time, there's never light there. So it's very dangerous, you can't go through there. So he said back to them, was like this, Omalahem. Listen, I'm going to go anyway. I'm not asking, I'm going anyway. Watch, I'm only asking, what should I do? Don't tell me not to go, I'm going to go anyway. I'm just asking you, give me some advice. When will you say good advice, how to make it there easy? Like, true, you're telling me now there are dark mountains there. There's mountains there that has no light at all. So I'm asking, like, give me an answer. How cool, what's the best way I should be able to make it through? So they told him like this. So they said, what you should do is, he told them to go take a donkey, like a Libyan donkey, that was advised to Mustafa, a very strong and a good one, that goes even in the darkness, to Parshi Pihavra, that these donkeys could travel even in the dark, and take with you like coils of rope, and fix them at the side, and Aisi Chamluvoi, the Parshi Pihavra, goes through the dark. The Yaisi Kiburi, the master, take coils of rope, the Kota Bahagisa, and tie them up onto the road on one side, but that will not guide yourself by them. The Chiyadis Bruch, when going in the road, not this Begavai, like hold on to these strings, And the Isis Liaso, they'll be able to take you to the city. Some way, if you tie yourself down with the strings on this side, it'll keep you in place, you'll get there. So that was Avdid Horchitaka did like this. Hassan Yumukta, when he got there, the Yozel. So he got to Africa. What happened there was, the Yozel, Motel Humukhuz, he got to a city there, to Kulinashi, all the people in the city were only ladies. His boy Lemevit Karva Badar, he wanted to make like Muhammad, he wanted to have a war against them. So Omulay, the lady said back to him like this, listen, Mamonasar, what's going to happen? Ikatlis, Lord, if you're going to kill us, is that nice? Yerma people will say, Noshi Kota, you killed ladies. And what's going to be, Ikatun Loch, maybe we'll kill you? Is Yerma people will say, Malka the Katun Nashi, that this king was killed by ladies, it's not worth it for you to have war with us. So he listened to them. Omulay, he said to them, so, Isli Nahama, listen, bring me out some bread. Because he was hungry. So I see lay Nahama the Dahaba, they brought out a golden bread, means a stick of gold. Up to the Dahaba on a golden table. So Omar Lahui said to them, listen, Miachla Inshi Nahama the Dahaba, do people eat bread, golden bread? Like I asked to give me bread to eat, what are you giving me gold for?